Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Once again, rain a concern and will continue to be this week. And tragedy in West Virginia, as Paul, you detailed, and overwhelmed in parts of our region. You mentioned also South Strabane, flooding unlike they've seen. The amount of rain we have received, they were talking about this on coverage of the U.S. Open leading up to yesterday, just how much rain we have gotten.
Did you see them squeegeeing basically the water off the fairways at Oakmont?
Yes. And this is a course that's built to handle rain and drain. So flooding a concern still around the region, depends on where the rain is and the amount of rain we've seen drop in some areas, and it caused catastrophic flooding and again, in West Virginia.
I was surprised to see the follow-up story on Sunday down in Marion County, where it's 100 miles away from Wheeling, but the topography is such that all that water had to go downstream, and it caused more flooding there. They had a number of rescues in that area.
The capture and manhunt, 43 hours. They got their man in a field in Minnesota, Vance Bolter, who is being accused of shooting and killing state rep of Minnesota, Melissa Hortman, and her husband, Mark.
She was the Speaker of the Minnesota House, Larry.
Very powerful voice. And then State Senator John Hoffman shot 9 times and his wife, Yvette, 8. They have survived. And I believe he shot and wounded a police officer, who apparently that may or may not be the case.
Here's the mystery to me about this right now is that one of the or several of the news accounts that I've seen say that the police did exchange gunfire with him. I don't know where this took place, at the first or second scene. And you wonder, how did they know where to go?
Yeah. I mean, that's actually, there's a lot to piece together.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, who is Vance Bolter? Now, CBS and other media people caught up with his housemate, who claims they've known each other since fourth grade, David Carlson. And I want to share just 2 minutes of that conversation and hang on to the end.
Because he is working all kinds of hours. Didn't seem odd. No.
Did he give you any emotional message, said that he loves you, besides the text messages or something like that that seemed off?
Well, he said that he made some choices. And he said, you guys don't know anything about it, but, yeah.
Another big ask.
But he said he didn't have much time to live.
Another big ask.
I just got to get going. I have to.
Is his phone still ringing when you called?
No, it's,
Go straight to voicemail?
Yeah, just voicemail. He doesn't want me involved.
Yeah.
So he's not going to call me. He's not going to receive calls from me. But I got to really get going.
Do you have a message for him in case he's watching? He watches. Do you want to send him a message?
Yeah, tell him I love him. He's still my best friend. And I hope he doesn't kill anybody else. and I hope he surrenders himself for the sake of his family. You know, I don't want to see him killed, and you know, I'll still visit him in prison, I guess. That's what else are you gonna do? But he, you know, I just don't want him to give up on life or kill himself. Well, like we said, we had our separate lives. I worked and he worked, and he was here, and sometimes he'd go down and we'd hang out, but we would never, wasn't, you know, sometimes politics would be on the TV, but he would never really, was never really anything that was in-depth conversation about. And, you know, that was all he is, you know. It just bothers me that's his legacy. But I knew him all my life. He wasn't that guy, you know. You're gonna kill me.
David Carlson, again, the housemate of Vance Bolter.
I had trouble making out what he was saying there at the end, Larry.
He said that he was my best friend.
Okay.
And then he broke down. He was interviewed outside his home, and obviously that was done before they had captured him. And he had said, as the reporter asked, what message do you want to send, you know? Basically, turn yourself in and don't hurt anyone else and don't hurt yourself.
You know, one of the most difficult things to do when you're in that position, when you're asking questions of someone who is answering questions, is to continue to ask them when they're distraught.
Yeah.
It is difficult, but I'm glad that he did get across that message.
And that's where it ended, that part of the conversation. So, but at least because there were 70 names on a manifesto list that they acquired in his vehicle. He had two vehicles. He left one at the second scene, I believe. And then he had another, which is how they found him, an abandoned car in out country in the fields. And he was literally crawling. And then they found him in a field, and he did not resist arrest and was taken into custody. But he had names on there, including the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz.
I understand that Senator Klobuchar's name was on that list, U.S. Senator, a number of other politicians, abortion providers. It's a strange list that we don't know much about. Well, the police will not call it. They initially called it a manifesto, and then they said, well, this is a list. You know, it's a notebook with names in it and some thoughts and some notes that were made. But then they went on to say that it wasn't political or ideological. So where do we go from here? And when you give us more information, let us know what you have there.
So we'll continue to follow that story and a lot more going on. This is a very big Monday for a lot of reasons, including what's happening in Israel and Iran is the world's top story. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted on breaking news and weather information and crystal clear digital quality audio. And it's a resource that opens up a whole new world. U.S. Open 125th is in the books. J.J. Spahn, who up until yesterday probably wasn't a household name, Paul.
No, he wasn't, although he did play second to Rory McIlroy at the Players' Championship in Jacksonville just a few weeks ago. So his game is a lot better than, obviously, a lot better than it was before.
And guess what? We mentioned birthday boy Phil Mickelson, who's 55. So he is on the senior tour. That's golfers age 50 and over, but the U.S. Open, you know, as long as they can make the cut, play and compete. Now, Phil did not make the cut after, you know, I think he has an exemption. He can play as long as he wants, I believe. So I was looking at, what does J.J. Spahn get? $4.3 million.
All right.
And he does get exemptions for tournaments in the future.
By the way, Larry, last week I asked our guest with the USGA about the purse. What was the size of the purse and where did it come from? Where does this money come from? He really didn't answer the question. He kind of skirted around it.
I don't know why. I mean,
anyway, it's about $24.5 million in total for the players who, you know, everybody gets a check if you make the cut, I guess. So anyway, But the money comes from basically three areas of revenue. Number one would be sponsorships, and then number two would be the USGA has played some part in that with their with what they kick in. And then number three would be the television revenues. My guess is the majority of the money comes from TV revenue, followed by sponsors, and then the USGA.
And apparently this U.S. Open was exponentially larger in terms of its on-course force and what they built a city
around.
I mean, you saw on television.
The aerial views were...
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Didn't look like
sprawling.
The same place.
Yeah. By the way, the U.S. Open is the biggest purse in professional golf in terms of the United States.
But how about this young man? He's in his 30s, J.J. Spahn. He was a 150-to-1 odds now winner, $4.3 million. Has wife, two daughters there on Father's Day.
Larry, he started his fourth round with five fives in a row. And then went on to win the tournament, and he was the only guy to do it under par. He just kind of was consistent. And from what I could tell on my news feed this morning, my social media feed, Bob Pompeiani knows probably more about golf than any other sports caster in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, because he plays more than
he's
anyone.
A really good player. And he made the observation that Spahn was the best at putting. Isn't that interesting? All through the entire tournament, not just on 18 yesterday to win it.
And hit that putt on 18 was, what, 64 feet? That was the longest putt in the entire tournament of any player on any hole in any round.
It's a wonderful finish. And by the way, the part that I enjoyed the most after he made the putt was watching all those umbrellas popping up and down. And then he got a hold of his caddy and they spun around in a circle. And it was visually really moving.
Yeah. Yes. Even if you're not like a deep golf person, you could not help if you saw it be, you know, a move for the guy and his family. It was exciting.
And Aaron, for the people who were around at that moment, you know, ringing around the green and up in the gallery, and wow, what a great time to be there.
Ended paying off for the Open itself, because that's the shot, that's the money shot everybody's showing around the world. Aaron, you actually were watching.
I was, and I don't normally tune in for the entire thing through the rain delays, everything. I watched Tiger Woods, all of that. But my dad was over watching with Vinny, so I enjoyed it because their reactions combined was quite entertaining.
Yeah, there was quite a delay Sunday afternoon with the rain. They had to cut it short on another day.
How long were they stopped?
Almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what J.J. Spahn said was the difference for him. It allowed him to kind of refocus.
He said he put on a
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fresh set of clothes. He changed his clothes out.
Wow.
And wanted to like start like he was starting a new round.
Well, it was a dramatic finish after you know, all the talk leading up to this weekend. And I forgot to ask, are we scheduled for another one yet? U.S. Open?
Yes. 9 years.
9 years?
Yep.
Okay. So they'll be working on that next You want to hear an odd story? You know how we have a tradition in Pittsburgh of putting a chair in a parking spot?
Yes.
I've only seen it happen here.
That is so funny.
So check this out. This is viral. This is a video I promise you'll see. In the Palazzo Museum in Verona, Italy, they're offering a reminder of what not to do on your summer vacation. They posted a social media video about a visitor who damaged one of their pieces after sitting on Van Gogh's chair that they had as part of the exhibit. The museum says they understand accidents happen, but he and his travel companion left the premises without telling anybody about the incident. What happened was there's a chair, you know, it's part of the museum's artwork. And this overweight fella sat on the chair and it busted the legs off.
Oh my gosh.
There's a video of it.
And they just snuck out after.
Yeah. The museum was able to fix the damage. I guess it's a Swarovski crystal covered furniture.
Oh my.
What in the world? Why on earth would he sit on that?
There's always one, isn't there?
That's it.
Hey, by the way, the next U.S. Open, I was wrong. It's 8 years. It's going to be 2033, June 16th through 19th, 2023.
Whoa.
Oakmont Country Club.
2033,
yep.
Well, we better get on it. We'll be down at the bakery again. Which, by the way, thanks to the Sorreo family, that was
our hub of operations. It really
weekend.
Went quite well. Yeah,
Rob Pratt was lifting weights in there and everything. And a morning show and one of the talk of the weekend, the weather, always major factor. And joining us from the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh, meteorologist Jason Frazier. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I know we still have a flood watch in effect for most of the region today, and we saw some catastrophic flooding south, particularly in West Virginia, that has taken at least 5 lives. So how much rain did we get in southwestern Pennsylvania? They're talking about it, a record amount, those covering the U.S. Open in the region.
Yeah, so rainfall amounts have really ranged. Some of these heavier storms have produced anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches to upwards of 4, maybe 4.5 inches. It's been spotty, so not everybody's seen a lot, but it's been heavy, and unfortunately, it's cost a few lives as there have been some regions hit extremely hard. So we continue to be wet and trying to message folks that the region really can't hold much more water as we go over the next few days, but still rains in the forecast, so we got to be prepared for more instances of flooding across the region.
Yeah, looking at the forecast for this week, it's going to remain humid with the potential for rain basically every day, right?
Yeah, so maybe the chances are lower here through the afternoon and evening. I think the more of the focus today is going to be south towards, unfortunately, portions of northern West Virginia here today. But we're going to see rain showers kind of move back into the region overnight tonight and into tomorrow. So the Allegheny County area will be a higher probability of seeing heavy rains again Tuesday. Then we can't rule out things like severe weather as we get into Wednesday and Thursday. So it remains an active week. So definitely encouraging people to continue to monitor the latest forecasts and have ways to receive those latest watches, warnings, and advisories so you can take the proper safety actions when that hazardous weather threatens.
Yeah, it seems that we are soaked and saturated to the point where any heavy rain in any one area could be problematic. We saw that in North Strabane Township yesterday.
Yes, so we had some flooding out there. We've had reports of a lot of flooding in portions of Westmoreland County, isolated spots within Allegheny, and area wide where we've seen vehicles stranded. We've seen roads washed completely over, intravable buildings, basements damaged. So it's a good reminder that we all need to be prepared and kind of monitor these latest forecasts and when these heavy rains come to try to seek higher ground and find ways to protect yourselves and protect your property as best you can, and take these sort of messages seriously.
Doesn't feel quite like summer yet. Sort of it does in the terms of we had a couple of days in the upper 80s when we started this golf tournament at Oakmont, and then got a little cooler, but very sticky out. It's just so humid right now, Jason.
Yeah, we're just kind of caught in a pattern where we're getting a decent moisture feed and an unchanged air mass that's kind of influenced from the Gulf, and we're not really going to see that change until we have finally maybe cooler, quote-unquote cooler or drier air move in Friday, after Thursday, Friday. But it looks like maybe as we get into start of next week, if you didn't want warm weather, be prepared, because we're probably looking at more of those true summer-like temperatures, maybe even 90 degrees as we start out the next work week period. So it's going to be volatile. We've got a lot to talk about, and so continue to encourage people to just check out the latest forecast and understand what sort of impacts that could have for you over the coming days.
Appreciate it, Jason. Thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
From the National Weather Service, meteorologist Jason Frazier. A lot of important information. What's going on at the White House? There's so much that's happened from Friday until this morning. Yesterday, last evening, President Trump went to Canada. And with details from the White House, CBS's Willie James Inman.
With missiles flying between Israel and Iran, U.S. Marines and National Guardsmen deployed in Los Angeles, and nationwide protests capturing the attention of the nation, this has been one of the most tumultuous weeks of President Trump's second term. The president posted that Israel and Iran should make a deal. We will have peace soon between Israel and Iran. Many calls and meetings now taking place, the president wrote. The president also warning the U.S. would respond with force if Iran attacks America in any way. Talks aimed at reducing tensions between the U.S. and Iran were canceled. Chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee Tom Cotton believes the increased pressure on Iran will eventually lead to negotiations.
And he would like to Iran to come back to the table. I think now that Iran sees that Israel and America means business and surrender its enrichment capabilities voluntarily. If that doesn't happen, though, I think these strikes are going to continue.
Every other country celebrates their victories. It's about time. America did too.
This weekend, a show of force in the nation's capital, honoring the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. But the event shared a split screen with massive protests across the country. Demonstrators gathering in opposition to the president's policies and his push to expand executive power.
Willie James Inman, CBS News, the White House.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, what was the motive of the man who did all the shooting in Minnesota?
This is a notebook with a lot of that's been reported of lawmakers and others that are listed in here, and then much more other thoughts that are throughout this, as opposed to a very succinct document.
That's Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension Officer Drew Evans talking about some of the writings that they've recorded. Gotten a hold of after the arrest of this man, this 57-year-old man.
Yeah, fortunately, I mean, the manhunt took 43 hours, but they got him in a field. He did not resist arrest.
Vance Bolter is his name, and his motive, again, we're not clear about that.
Right now, we're standing on a 72-inch culvert, which we know has shifted. The parking lot is sinking right now, so we've lost probably 80 parking spaces.
That's Chief Jordan Kramer with Fire and Emergency Services in South Strabane Township, Larry. That's what he's talking about the flooding did.
Yeah, it was actually surprising, but as we just detailed with the National Weather Service's meteorologist Jason Frazier, some areas got 4.5 inches of rain.
In a half hour, right?
That was just overwhelming in that area in particular, and then deadly in West Virginia.
Well, let's finish on something really uplifting at Oakmont. This is J.J. Spahn after he won the U.S. Open.
My daughter always asks me every time Dad goes golfing, she's like, were you the winner today? And I'm just, so today she's like, you're the winner today. Like, she got to see it. Like, she didn't have to ask me.
That's wonderful.
Two daughters, his wife was present, and when they came out onto the course, there was still one putt to go. He was done. I forget who, you know, it's funny how soon you forget, but he was trying to tell his one daughter, just be quiet for a minute.
Oh, that was Burns had to finish
Burns.
It. Yeah, right.
He said, you have to be quiet because this guy has to putt, and then immediately after. But what was great was the frustration of the delay. In his case, he said, helped him refocus, and then his, I guess his coach that coached him on the putting had coached him, and he was watching too, and he went nuts because this was major league.
J.J. Spahn placed second behind Rory McIlroy at the TPC down at Sawgrass in Jacksonville a few weeks ago. So he's having a much better year, but there was a point last year, was it, where he was wondering if he's going to continue to play on the Pro Tour.
Yeah, and so you may ask, okay, what does the winner get for the U.S. Open this year? $4.3 million. And I'm looking at the exemptions, Paul. Here, so this is how it goes. This includes exemptions for the U.S. Opens for the next 10 years. That's how big a deal it is.
Well, I mean, and think about this. Think about all the opportunities he's going to get now from sponsorships.
And also, he gets exemptions for the three other majors, Masters, PGA Championship, for 5 years. Additionally, the winner earns an invitation to the next five Players' Championships. They also receive a significant number of official world golf ranking points, and so on. So it just continues to...
Well, good for him.
Yeah, and overall, what did you think of the television coverage? I know it ended yesterday on NBC. I thought they did, and kudos to WPXI. They had their full team out there, and then additional coverage after.
I have to say that for me, I thought that the NBC coverage was about as good as you could expect it to be. You know, when you think about golf coverage, the first network that comes to mind is CBS, and what a great job they do, especially with the Masters. But having said that, I think they did a lovely job. But let me tell you this. I thought that Pittsburgh came off beautifully in this thing. And did you see the Open yesterday at the very beginning?
I didn't.
Well, I gotta share that with you. It is really moving, and it's a testament to Pittsburgh. What they're talking about is the grit and the hard work and the determination of the people who live and work here. And it's really well put together.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to it. I got a friend of mine sent it to me.
So the average, they figure in the course of the week, including the practice rounds last week, over 200,000 people went to Oakmont Country Club.
You know what we could do, Larry? We could find that, and maybe we could play the audio, and because the audio is everything.
Let's do that.
Okay, I'll find that for you.
And we will share that with you. What a weekend. Weather-wise, it wasn't cooperating, but they found a way to get it done, and there was talk about pushing a final rounds to today. Obviously, that didn't happen. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.